Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak here at the FOSDEM 22 Open Research Track. My name is Patricia Hatterich. I work at the University of Edinburgh, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to introduce you to Fuji, a tool for the automated assessment and improvement of the fairness of research data. So, when we talk about assessing the fairness, what we're talking about are the FAIR guiding principles, which are a set of principles to promote the discovery and reuse of digital content for both humans and machines. So the idea is that digital objects become findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. The set of principles was originally published back in 2016, and since then has been endorsed by various funders, journals, and research institutions who have committed to supporting their researchers in making data fair. One way to do this is, for example, what the European Commission does. It funds projects that actually work on providing practical solutions for the use and the creation of FAIR research data throughout the research data life cycle. FAIR's FAIR, the project that I'm representing, has been one of these projects that have been funded. We're wrapping up this month, but for the last almost 3 years, we've worked with 22 partners from 8 member states on creating various resources to support the creation of FAIR research data. One of the areas that we looked into are FAIR data assessment pilots. So, to assess a digital object for its fairness, you require two components. You need a set of assessment metrics that you're using for the assessment and a tool that actually is the practical implementation. A lot of the work in FAIR's FAIR is based around the recommendations from the European Commission Expert Group on FAIR Data and their 2018 report, where they set out a whole list of recommendations to create a FAIR ecosystem. And some of the recommendations that our FAIR data assessment addresses are highlighted here. FAIR's FAIR aren't the only ones that are looking into FAIR assessment. There's a whole landscape of tools out there created by various projects and research groups. So I'm just highlighting two of them here. One is the FAIR Evaluation Service, and the other one is called FAIR Checker. All these tools out there have some slightly unique aspects. They do things in a slightly different way, and you just need to play around a bit and find the one that suits you best. And if you want to get like a high-level overview on how they're differing, a research group at Maastricht University has just looked into a quite detailed comparison, and I'll provide the data sets around that here, so you can go into a bit more detail. As I mentioned, the FAIR assessment requires two components, and for the first one, the object assessment metrics, we in FAIR's FAIR have looked out at what's out there, and then basically refined some of the resources that are available and have already been created by the community, and created our own set of assessment metrics that you can see is like in version 4, so has been through various iterations where we gathered feedback from the community on our ideas, and you can still comment on some of them if you like to. But this is the set of 15 metrics that we have created, and that's what we worked with when we started working on a tool and implementing tests. So just to highlight the step-by-step process again, how you get from the principles from the tests. So we took the FAIR principles, translated it into the list of metrics that I've just shown you, and then thought about how each of these metrics could actually be tested in praxis, in which tests you can run on a data set or metadata to check if respects the FAIR principles as we defined it in our set of metrics. The practical implementation ended up being a tool called Fuji, which is openly available. You can look into the source code on GitHub and provide feedback there via issues. But you can also, it has a front end that you can play with, and I'll explain that in a bit more detail in a second. So Fuji allows you to do an automated FAIR data assessment. Basically, it is in one part an API that you can just send your tests to, but it also has a front end, and the API is very useful if you want to do a batch assessment of various data sets in one go, and if you're comfortable working with APIs and interpreting the results that are coming out there and are interested in doing your own visualizations of these. The front end basically does that for you, but on a individual data set basis. So basically you enter a URL or a digital object identifier for your data sets. Fuji runs the assessment, gives you a nice visualization for a quick summary of how your data set scored, on which of the principles it's basically scoring well and which of the principles might need improvements. You can also save and share your assessment results. So that is quite nice if you want to assess like the fairness of a data resource over time. And then for each of the metrics, you can also dig into a more detailed report, which like level you scored. It gives you the apologies there, the detailed output information on the tests passed, any debug messages, which potentially is of quite some interest if the result isn't a clear yes or no, to give you a bit more insight into why Fuji couldn't assess certain aspects and where it had issues. So in detail, what does the tool do? It basically grabs the URL that you give it, parses that request, goes basically to the page where the data set is hosted, extracts metadata from the data page if you're using a persistent identifier like a digital object identifier. It also goes to services like DataCite, who provides these digital object identifier, and checks if they can get more information from there or from the repository that might host the research data and has provided additional metadata in a service called Re3 data. Or if it doesn't have that, it just checks for any endpoints of the service where your data is hosted and grabs any data it can get from there. So basically, Fuji looks at the data set level, but it also tries to look for any metadata around the context the data set is hosted in to see if there's any additional information it can use to make the assessment. In practice, how we've like basically got to where we are and how we've piloted the tool is mainly in collaboration with the data repository community. So we've worked with a range of data repositories in Europe, but also Australia, on assessing the data sets that they have in their collections. We've done batch assessment on a few hundreds of them, and just looked at the results on like basically how they are scoring in their collection. That highlighted sometimes a few issues that with a repository infrastructure, where the repositories do have actual information that is just not exposed in a way that it can easily be automatically assessed. And also highlighted things where like Fuji wasn't picking up on the best practice that is out there. And thus we went through like a few iterations of the tool and the assessment we're running, but also the data repositories on some of the more technical details, how they're exposing metadata. So to kick this off, you can run Fuji by yourself, but we recommend, especially if you're looking, if you're running infrastructure, that you potentially have like a conversations with us around why you might be getting certain results. So a few lessons learned from running the exercise is basically you can do automatized fair assessment of research data objects. It is possible, but at the moment it is by far, far from perfect. So all the tools that I've shown to you and I have highlighted are still under development. They all have like slightly different approaches and different aspects that are unique to them, and are still changing based on feedback they're getting. Sometimes it's, or like in most cases, it's not very obvious from going to the tool how the evaluation is approached and what the differences are between the tools. Sometimes you need to actually dig in a bit more detail to understand why you score differently in them, and how the fair assessment is run, and thus, actually, how you can improve based on the result that you're getting if you want to make your data set more fair. So within Fuji, like we've worked a lot on more meaningful error messages, more transparency, but we also know that there is still a bit of room for improvement to make that easier to an individual user to assess their data set and then understand where to go from the result. And with that, I'd like to thank you very much for your attention and the opportunity to introduce you to the work we've done. I'd also like to acknowledge that this wouldn't have been possible without the whole group of people within FairSphere that have worked on this. And if you don't have a data set yet that you would that you can assess using Fuji, but you'd like to get a better understanding of making your data set fair when you're preparing it for sharing for a deposit in a data repository, I'd also like to highlight this tool called FairAware. It's basically the human-friendly companion piece to Fuji that we've developed, trying to translate the same metrics into pointers for researchers to get them prepared to release fair data. So thank you very much for your attention, and I'm looking forward to your questions.